Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Counselors ask police chief nominee about ICE staffing, by Julie M. Cohen. Timothy Cohoon, the current Braintree police chief, will meet with the entire city council on February 17th as part of the approval process for him to become the next leader of the Newton Police Department. In preparation for that meeting, Cohoon met with the council's Public Safety and Transportation Committee on February 4th. After discussion with the nominated candidate, all but one committee member present voted to recommend that the entire council approve his nomination when it comes up at its February 17th meeting. Councillor Sean Roche abstained, and Councillor Pam Wright was absent. Councillor Roche explained that he abstained because he wanted to get a better understanding from new mayor Mark Laredo about his larger vision for the police department and Newton's response to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, before voting on a police chief. "This is a conversation that's complicated and important," Councillor Roche said to Fig City News on February 10th. He confirmed that he and several other councillors would be meeting with the mayor this week to discuss safety and security for residents, workers, and guests. Councillor Roche said that despite his interest in learning more about Cohoon's vision for the department, he would not put forth a charter objection at the February 17th council meeting that would delay a vote on the nomination. Mayor Laredo first announced his choice in a January 12th email, stating that he and former Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller jointly selected Cohoon, who has spent 30 years in law enforcement and public safety, to succeed Chief George McMaines. Although Councillor Roche was the only committee member present to abstain from voting, he was not the only councillor to raise concerns about how the city's police officers can or should interact with ICE, stating that residents are experiencing high levels of fear and uncertainty due to the actual or possible presence of ICE in Newton. Councillor Maria Sibeli Greenberg asked Cohoon if people can feel comfortable calling the police if federal authorities are displaying or using unlawful force and they feel threatened. She also reminded him that Newton passed the Welcoming City Ordinance in February 2017. According to the city's website, that ordinance upholds federal and state law by reiterating that the city does not identify, investigate, arrest, detain, or continue to detain a person solely on the belief that the person is not present legally in the United States, that the person has committed a civil immigration violation, or that the person is otherwise deportable. Cohoon took a no-nonsense approach in his answers, saying that at this time, police chiefs in Massachusetts are in the process of coming up with best practices for what officers are and are not allowed to do when interacting with federal authorities like ICE. "We don't have a lot of guidance right now," he said. Encouraging people to call 911 if they are in need, Cohoon said that there are structural separations between federal authorities and city police. He confirmed that by law, police do not participate in civil immigration enforcement. "Our job is public safety," he said. He told Councillor Greenberg and the other committee members that, "We are not authorized to stop or supervise federal officials, nor assess the lawfulness or validity of their mission." Cohoon said he does not want Newton officers to be placed in situations where, if they make an incorrect call, they could face federal charges. "That's the risk," he said. "It's not an easy issue at all." In addition to concerns over ICE, Councillor Randy Block asked Cohoon what the city can do to attract and retain police officers in Newton. Acknowledging the problem, Cohoon said there are several concrete steps that can be taken to increase Newton's ranks, including considering changing the city's hiring process. Presently, the city can hire only those who have passed the civil service exam. However, the state now has an alternative pathways to hiring, which allows cities and towns to take 50% of new officers from civil service and 50% from a local register. He said there needs to be an easier on-ramp process to get police in the pipeline. Cohoon also suggested other ways to attract and retain officers, including offering competitive salaries and benefits, doing more outreach with targeted ads, improving the organizational culture within the department, providing career development opportunities, and offering a work-life balance. Counselors and Cohoon briefly discussed other areas of concern, including traffic enforcement, quality of life problems, and how police respond to mental health crises, among other issues. The entire City Council is due to meet with Police Chief nominee Cohoon at its regular meeting on Tuesday, February 17th. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.